We're checking in with our friends from Freedom Home Care today. Ann Soseski on the line with us. Ann's a licensed social worker and a case manager for Freedom Home Care. And Ann, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just think that, you know, this time has been a little difficult for everyone due to physical distancing. But I just think everybody calls it like social distancing, but I think it's important just to think about it as physical distancing and then just keep the focus on staying socially engaged and connected to people despite the physical distance.
Now, there are ways that we can stay socially engaged with other people, which some of us have experienced. I mean, we've done at my house, I know we've done the Zoom meetings, there's more phone calls that have happened. Are there specific ways that you help people that you work with Freedom Home Care to stay connected to other people?
Yeah, I mean, the obvious is the phone, but there are some clients that live in facilities, it's just too hard to connect sometimes, you know, with a phone call. So I stay connected by sending cards, and a lot of times I take pictures of points of interest that the client maybe was interested in gardening and flowers and, you know, whatever was their interest, I try to make something that's catered to them to let them know that I really know them and I want to connect with them. And like I said, calling when you can.
Mm-hmm.
And other things that I do is I could just bring something to someone, either to a facility or set it on their front step, maybe a puzzle, you know, maybe a gift card, magazines, books to read, and just really try to cater to their interest and just leave a little note, you know, that I'm thinking about you during this time. Maybe here's something that can help you pass the time.
I was thinking about you because as a case manager, your job is to be around people and make sure that you help people and have those connections. So this has got to have changed so much for you. But it sounds like you're adjusting and you're keeping, you know, creative ways. I never thought about the taking photos of things that somebody might enjoy and passing those along. That's a great idea.
Well, I have a client that really likes magnolia blooms. And as anybody maybe knows that they only last so long. And so I went to Sibley Park, you know, by the, just when I parked my car, I could see some. I took a picture of it. I sent it in and then made a card out of that. And she just thought that was wonderful because, again, that's her favorite thing.
Now, with what you do for a living, if people are thinking, you know what, I also need help, a case manager, it might be something that somebody listening is going, you know, maybe I need some help and some ideas. How do we contact Freedom Home Care? How do we find out more about maybe having somebody like you work with one of our loved ones?
Absolutely. You can pick up your phone and you can call 507-387-4663. Or you could visit our website, www.freedomhomecarellc.com. And our office staff would be happy to take a call anytime.
Perfect. We're going to send folks in that direction. Ann, thank you so much for all the work that you do. And I'm sending you good vibes. And please continue
thank
on
you.
Because I know you're so important.
Thank you so much.